Penguin Random House Audio presents The Man Who Ran Washington, The Life and Times of James A. Baker III by Peter Baker and Susan Glasser. Read for you by Michael Quinlan. Prologue. The Velvet Hammer. A little more than a week before the 2016 presidential election, Jim Baker was obsessing over what to do about Donald Trump. Baker's wife, daughters, and closest advisors were urging Baker to vote against him. Baker's best friend, former President George H.W. Bush, his partner for nearly a half century on the tennis courts, on the campaign trail, and on the world stage, had made it clear that he would vote against Trump. So had Bush's son, former President George W. Bush, and other members of the Bush family. Throughout the long, nasty campaign, Trump had been attacking the Bushes and pretty much everything they and Baker stood for. Trump had asked for an endorsement, and Baker had refused, but he still was not sure what to do in the privacy of the voting booth. He saw the modern Republican Party as a global bulwark of open markets, free enterprise, and the American way of life. He had helped to build it, and he was used to winning. Now Trump, vain and bombastic, a flashy New York real estate mogul who boasted of grabbing women's private parts and seemed like a sure loser, threatened to upend all that. But Trump was the party's nominee, and Baker, late in life, remained a party man. We sat down with Baker in his favorite suite at the Willard Hotel, the ornate Victorian landmark barely a block away from the White House. Baker was 86 years old at the time, although you would not have known it. He wore his customary dark suit.